Hello again. This is Sarnoga. Nice of you to drop in for a visit. I hope you will enjoy yourself, as I'm sure I will. You may not always set out to listen to one of my files, but sometimes it happens. You may not always set out to download one of my files, but sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens to you. You may have been planning to download and listen to this file. Or were you? Maybe it just happened. You may have had other plans. You may have had other things on your mind. But here you are, with your headset on, listening to this file. Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes it happens to you. You might be responsible for some of the things that happen. I might be responsible for other things that happen. But sometimes it just happens. That is the way of things. Some things are beyond our control. Sometimes things just happen. What is it that makes us do what we do? Does anyone know? Can anyone know? We may have a reason that explains what we do, but often the underlying cause will remain unknown. Sometimes we know. Sometimes it just happens. Everything that is done, everything that happens, has consequences. Even the smallest actions can have long-reaching effects on other events. The related chain of events can be so long, it is impossible to follow in either direction. Maybe you set out to go somewhere, and as soon as you start, you have to stop and return home. You think you know why. It seems obvious. You stopped and returned home again, because you had forgotten something. Maybe it was your wallet, or maybe it was something else. You may think you know why you returned home, but do you really know? You returned home because you had forgotten something. But take a moment to think about it. The item you returned home to retrieve, why was it forgotten? Let's just say it was your wallet. Why did you forget your wallet? Maybe it was simple forgetfulness. Or maybe you were distracted. But what distracted you? Perhaps you had misplaced your watch. You became so absorbed looking for your watch that you forgot your wallet. Was misplacing your watch the cause of having to stop and return home? Sometimes things just happen, but sometimes the cause of the thing that just happened is so long ago or so far away that it is impossible to trace, and then you are left having to say that some things just happen. Maybe you misplaced your watch the night before. Maybe you misplaced it because just as you went to take it off, the telephone rang. You stopped what you were doing to answer it and set your watch down in the wrong place. So why did you misplace your watch? Was it because you answered the telephone? You could ask why the telephone was ringing. Let's say it was a childhood friend calling. Why were they calling? Perhaps they were looking at old photographs, and they happened upon an old photograph of you as a child, holding something they remembered, an item, who knows what, could have been anything. But it was more than just anything. It was a childhood treasure of theirs, something they had lost years ago, something that invoked powerful memories. They called to ask if perhaps you knew what had become of it. So why was it you returned home? Was it because, long ago, you picked up another child's treasured possession? Or was it because someone had taken your picture while you were holding it? Or maybe it was because the possession had disappeared. The possibilities are endless. The chain of events becomes a web of interwoven happenings. So what was it that caused you to return home? Was it the birth of your childhood friend? Is there one single event that was the cause? Is there one single event that, had it happened differently, or failed to happen, would have kept you from forgetting your wallet? How far back should we go? Should we look for the cause of the birth of your childhood friend? Was it a parent's teenage lust out of control? Who is to say? What we do know is that ancient events can still have an effect on what happens today or tomorrow and long into the future. Everything we do may have an unknown and unforeseeable effect on future events. Any one of an infinite number of events could be the true cause of you returning home to retrieve a forgotten item. Perhaps it required an exact combination of many events. But then again, it could simply be that you had to return home because you had forgotten something. Maybe your wallet. Maybe something else. Or it could be that some things just happen. And sometimes things happen to you. Sometimes you find yourself in trance. Do you know why? Is the most recent cause the true cause? The only cause? Does it matter? Or is it that sometimes things just happen? Sometimes you find yourself slipping into trance. And what happens when you are in trance? Why does it happen? Sometimes, some things just happen, and it just so happens that some things happen to you sometimes. And sometimes you go deeper into trance, much deeper, down to a place where reality changes. Where truth is transparent, there is a place too deep for things to just happen, too deep for memories to form. There is no happenings there. There just is. Too deep for thought. And here you are, listening to this file. It is happening. It is happening to you. And you are going into trance. It is happening to you. And here you are, in trance. It has happened. It has happened to you, and is still happening. And something else is happening to you. That's right. Something else is happening to you. Because sometimes, some things just happen. And sometimes, other things happen. And other things are happening to you right now. Right now you are in trance and listening to my voice. You are listening to words, and those words are thoughts. Those thoughts are my thoughts, and now they are your thoughts. They came from my mind, and now they are in your mind. My thoughts in your mind, my mind in yours. It just happens. Sometimes I think sexy thoughts. Sometimes I think other thoughts. Today, I am thinking of public restrooms. And because I am thinking of them, you are thinking of them. Does it matter why? Or is it that sometimes some thoughts just happen? And my thoughts of public restrooms are becoming your thoughts of public restrooms. They are here, in your mind, my mind in yours. And these thoughts remain thoughts of public restrooms. Are these thoughts the result of something that happened in your childhood, or mine? Or is it that some thoughts just happen, and these thoughts remain in your mind? They stay here for a time, still and silent. But that stillness, that silence is temporary. The time is coming. The time is coming soon. When these thoughts will surface, they rise to the top of your mind. And you find them irresistible. The thoughts remain. Persistent thoughts. And they surface when you least expect them. Sometimes thoughts just happen, and you will be going about your business and suddenly think of public restrooms. It happens. These thoughts are in your mind and insist that you take notice. Sometimes things just happen. Sometimes you are aware of them happening, and other times, their happening leaves you unaware. And there are other things that just happen. You find, when the time comes, that you have gone into a public restroom. It happens. That's right. Some things just happen. And what happens to you is that you find yourself in a public restroom. The reason is unclear. Search your mind for a reason if you will. But some things just happen. you may have had other plans. You may have thought your mind was on other things. Then you find yourself in a public restroom. It may be a restroom in a store or mall. It may be at work, school, or perhaps a roadside rest stop or a gas station. It could be any public restroom. It just happens. It sometimes happens to you. So here you are, standing inside the restroom and wondering why. You can give up wondering. Sometimes things just happen. And this has just happened to you. You vaguely remember searching out the restroom and walking in. Maybe you thought you had to use the toilet. You can remember standing at the sink, looking in the mirror, sitting on the toilet, thinking back. You remember doing it, but at the time, it seemed like it just happened. Some things just happen. Here, in the restroom, you have forgotten why you came. Maybe you already used the toilet or washed your hands. It is hard to remember. Whatever the reason you entered the restroom, there is one thing on your mind: masturbation. You are overcome with a desire to masturbate, a need to masturbate. There is but one thought in your mind: masturbating in the restroom. It is all you can think of. It is then that you notice you are already masturbating. You realize you must have started masturbating even before you were aware of the desire to do so. At first you are puzzled. How could you have started masturbating without even knowing it? Were you thinking of masturbation when you came into the restroom? Is that why you are here? Regardless of why you entered the restroom, the desire to masturbate in the restroom was irresistible. You wanted to do it. You had to do it. You were compelled to do it. And you started doing it without realizing what you were doing. Thinking back on it, you are sure you must have come into the restroom to masturbate. But you have no recollection of that. You remember it now, but it seems that when you walked in, you were unaware of what you were doing. It just happened. While you masturbate, you try to remember when you first became aroused. You are sure that being in the restroom had further aroused you. You are certain you must have become aroused thinking of the restroom before you entered. You must have come in here to masturbate, but you seem to have forgotten. You may have known what you were doing, but now it seems that it just happened. Maybe you were unaware you were doing it at the time. But now that you are here, you remember coming in to masturbate. Sometimes things just happen. And sometimes you just go into trance. And sometimes you look around and notice you are masturbating in a public restroom with no recollection of how it happened. You were unaware you were coming into the restroom to masturbate. You were unaware when you started masturbating. But now that you are masturbating in the public restroom, you seem to remember everything. Do you really remember? Or did it just happen? Some memories are real, and some memories just happen. It is as though you were in trance when you thought of the restroom. In trance when you planned to masturbate in the restroom and entered the public restroom to masturbate. As though you were in trance when you started masturbating in the restroom. Sometimes trance just happens. Trance happens to you. Trance happens, taking you deeper, deeper into trance, deeper to the place where memories are unknown. This file happens. This file happens to you. You find yourself returning to it time and again, drawn to it, listening to it. Do you choose to listen to this file? Like trance happens, it happens to you. And what is it that happens to you? Why is it that it happens to you? Do you know? Do you want to know? Does it matter if you know? If you know, does it change what happened or what is happening? When was the last time you masturbated? Do you know? Do you know when it was, or why? Did it happen? You know it did. Do you know why? Or did it just happen? Perhaps you found yourself masturbating in a public restroom. You know you did it. You know you liked it. Did you know you wanted it before you did it? Or did it just happen? Some things just happen. Some things happen to you. You love masturbation in public restrooms. It is so exciting, so pleasurable. There are restrooms everywhere. So many places to masturbate. Restaurants, planes, gas stations, grocery stores, and many other places all have public restrooms. You want to try them all. Sometimes you masturbate at the sink, but usually in the stall. You wonder who was here last, who will be here next. You see yourself now, masturbating in a public restroom. Certainly you are not the first to masturbate in this restroom. Who was first? Who did it just before you? And after you? Who will be the next to masturbate in this restroom? Are there others in the restroom while you are masturbating? Perhaps in another stall, or at the sink, drying their hands, looking in the mirror. You wonder if they know you are masturbating. Can they hear you? If they can, do they know what they are hearing? Having others hear you masturbate makes it more exciting, especially if they are unsure you are masturbating, but think you are. You want them to think you came in privately to masturbate and relieve yourself. You want them to think that you are unaware of their presence, or unaware that they hear you. When you are alone in the restroom, you masturbate a little more openly, with less concern for the noise, the sound of masturbation, always wondering if someone will come in and discover what you are doing. If they do, you quiet down and pretend you are only peeing, washing your hands, or using the toilet. Do they know what you are doing? How would you know? Do you want to know? If they do know, what will they do? Will they keep it to themselves? Will they say something to you or to another? Maybe they are unaware of what is happening, of what you are doing. Some things just happen. Some things happen to you. Public restroom masturbation happens to you. It is happening to you. It started as an occasional happening. But now, restroom masturbation is happening to you frequently. It just happens. You find yourself masturbating in the restroom, any public restroom. Sometimes, all you can think of is masturbating in a restroom. It stays in your mind, in your thoughts, until the only way you can have relief is to do it. But more often, it just happens. Sometimes, you are unaware that you are thinking of masturbation, yet you search out and enter a public restroom, unaware of your purpose. Then it happens. You find yourself masturbating in a restroom. You were unaware that you went into the public restroom to masturbate. You were unaware of starting to masturbate in the restroom. It just happened. Here you are, masturbating in the restroom. It was beyond your control, something that just happened, because some things just happen. And now you are here, masturbating in the restroom, and it feels too good to stop. It is as though all your thoughts, planning and preparation, were done in trance. You are unaware of the thoughts, the planning, and the preparation until you find yourself as though in a dream, masturbating in a public restroom. You know you are doing it, but you are powerless to stop it. It is like a dream that is beyond your control. And like a dream, soon after it is over, the memory of it fades. Like a dream, yet it is too real to be a dream, and it feels too good to stop. As you masturbate, you remember thinking of public restrooms and getting all hot and horny, getting aroused. You remember getting so aroused that you sought out a restroom. As you masturbate, you remember planning to do so. You remember entering the restroom to masturbate and choosing where you would do it. Now that you are doing it, you remember starting to masturbate. You still have a vague sense that it was all outside your control, and perhaps your recent memories are unreliable. Just your mind's attempt to explain to you how you found yourself here again, masturbating in a public restroom. Even now, as you masturbate, it seems out of your control. You have a sense that you are deliberately being loud enough, conspicuous enough to be noticed, yet quiet enough and inconspicuous enough to avoid the appearance that you are putting on a show, to avoid the appearance that you intended others to notice. Hopefully, if you are discovered, the discovery will seem inadvertent or accidental. The chance of being discovered adds to your excitement. It excites you when others hear you masturbating in the restroom, when they are uncertain, but they think you are masturbating, when they are left wondering if they were possibly misinterpreting some innocent bathroom behavior. Done correctly, others have just enough uncertainty about what you are doing that etiquette requires them to pretend they are unaware of your masturbation, even though you both know. You carefully remain inconspicuous enough to maintain plausible deniability. It really excites you when others catch you in the public restroom, masturbating like an out-of-control adolescent, yet pretend to be unaware of what you are doing, because their discovery was due to their improper and accidental intrusion on your privacy. Maybe they accidentally walk into your stall while you are masturbating, thinking it is unoccupied. Maybe it is different circumstances, yet still their fault. However it happens, they seem to be terribly embarrassed. They pretend to be unaware that you are masturbating. You join them in their fiction. You pretend to be unaware that they just caught you masturbating. You both pretend to believe the other, and they gladly pretend that nothing happened, even though you both know They just caught you masturbating. The embarrassment and humiliation of being discovered adds to the excitement and almost always results in a very intense orgasm. Sometimes things just happen. As you masturbate in the restroom, you remember getting excited by the thought of public restrooms. As you masturbate in the restroom, you remember being filled with lust, thinking of public restrooms, what you do in them, and what you like to do in them. The smells, the sounds, sometimes the writing on the walls, wondering who is just sitting there where you are now masturbating. You remember being obsessed with public restroom masturbation, and you wonder if it is a real memory or simply your mind filling in the empty places. Do you really remember, or did it just happen? You were completely unaware until you found yourself masturbating in the public restroom. And then all the memories came back. Are they real memories, or are they just your mind's way of explaining something that just happens? Even while you masturbate in the restroom, you know you will soon be lusting to do it again, planning to do it again, doing it again. You tell yourself that next time you will be aware of what you are doing, but in your heart, in the deeper part of your mind, you know it will just happen. It will happen again. Like this time, like every time it has happened before, you will be unaware of the lusting, the planning. You will be unaware of your purpose as you select a restroom and enter the restroom. You will be unaware of your purpose as you choose your spot and start to masturbate, as if you are in trance. It will just happen. It will happen to you, like it is happening now, like it has happened before. Then, once again, after you have started masturbating, when you are there, with your heart pounding, when it feels too good to stop, when you are carried away by the lust of it, then you realize what you are doing and will remember how it started, how you got there, how it happens, and why it happens. Or at least you will think you remember, always with that little bit of doubt. Is it a real memory, or did it just happen? You know it happened. The memories are less certain. Your heart is pounding as you orgasm in the restroom. Your heart is still pounding with excitement as you finish and prepare to leave the restroom, wondering, as always, who knows you were in there, masturbating. A few steps away, a few moments later, and the memories begin to fade. You know that you just masturbated in the restroom. You know that you are masturbating in public restrooms, frequently these days, but you forget how you got there. You forget how it happened, and you forget why. It just happens. It happens to you. Many things happen to you. Some of them you plan. Some of them just happen. If you planned them, when did you plan them? Do you remember? Can you remember? Do you want to remember? Sometimes you forget. You forget what you hear, but still it happens. It happens, and you always come back to listen again. Is what you do today something you planned years ago? Would you remember if you could? Or would you rather think it just happened? Perhaps you heard a voice. Was it yours? Was it mine? Do you know? Do you care? Is what you do today the result of ancient actions? Or is what you do today the cause of future events? Is it both? Is it neither? Does it matter? Or is it that some things just happen? Do you know what you mean when you ask what just happened? Do you know why you are attracted to this file? And you are. Do you know why this file happens, and then happens again? Why it happens to you? Do you know what is happening when you are 10? Do you know what is happening? Do you know what happenings result from your actions when you are 20? Will you know what happened then? Or if that is in your past, do you know what happened? Do you know what is going to happen? Or even what is happening? At what age will you know what has happened? Will you know why? I know. Or I think I know. I think I know less than I did, but more than I will. Some think they know more than they did, but less than they will. As things continue to happen, will you know more or less than you do now? Will you realize later that you knew more or less than you thought you did? Who knows? Or perhaps, if you know enough to ask, who cares? Who cares? What kind of question is that? If it is a question, who cares about what? Who cares about what is happening? Do you care? If you do, do you know why? Or what do you know? Will you care tomorrow about what you know today? Or what you think you know? Will it matter if you do? Are you still wondering what just happened? Or if it happened? Or if it is happening to you? Sometimes things just happen. And now we are near the end of this file. After I sign off, You may stay here in trance, if you like, and listen to another file. Or, if you prefer, you may wake up feeling refreshed and alert, and go on about whatever business you need to attend to. Or you may choose to drift off into a nice, comfortable sleep. What you decide is up to you. Take your time. I am sure you will decide when you are ready. Or you may have already made your decision. Whatever you decide, I hope you will stop by again soon. This is Sarnoga, signing off.